Now, today has been the last chance for people visiting the Natural History Museum in London to see Dippy the Diplodocus. The 70-foot-long model is being flat-packed, ready to go on a UK tour, which includes a stop-off in Wales, as Heart's Danny Hayes reports.
Well, Dippy's actually been at the museum since 1905 and has been the centrepiece for the last 30 years. It means the dinosaur's been a backdrop for the millions of selfies taken annually. But from tomorrow morning, a team of six will start the 3.5-week task of taking him apart piece by piece as the site has a front-of-house makeover. Head of conservation there, Lorraine Cornish, has been explaining why it's time for him to go.
Around the UK, not everyone gets to London and not everyone comes into a museum. So Dippy's actually going to 8 venues, not all museums, and so people all around the UK will be able to see Dippy for free, and also they're going to learn a lot more and engage with their own natural history in their own regions.
Now, I don't want to ruin things here, but Dippy isn't real. He's actually a plaster cast replica made up of 292 bones.
There are 10 Dippies all around the world, and the original one is in the Carnegie Museum in Pittsburgh, but our Dippy was the first one and the first one to go on display, and it amazed everyone when they saw it.
Well, each piece will now be cleaned and repaired before being flat-packed into crates so Dippy can be moved easily, ready for a 2-year tour across Britain. It'll start in early 2018 and includes a stop at the National Assembly for Wales in Cardiff.
Dippy's going to help us to engage with a much wider audience and to really, really amaze people about how amazing the UK is and how wonderful and diverse our natural history is.
Dippy's spot won't be vacant for too long, though. He's being replaced by the skeleton of an AC3 3-foot female blue whale weighing 4.5 tons. She'll be suspended from the ceiling.